Welcome to the Hey Sis, You Good podcast. This is a space for the firstborn daughter, the strong friend, the busy mom, the praying wife, the quiet sister, and every woman in between. This space is for you. This is a space for you to feel seen, for you to be seen, for you to feel heard. This is a space to remind you that you are not alone. So let's get into it. Hey sis, you good? Oh my gosh, the first episode is here. I wish I could scream louder, but I don't want to like be loud in your ear or in your car or wherever you're listening. So I'm over here like silent screaming. Because I'm like, so excited. Oh my gosh, the podcast is here. Okay, so let me act like I got some sense. Let me introduce myself in case you don't know me. My name is Ashley LaShawn, Ash, Lady May. That's a joke. We'll get into that later. But yes, my name is Ashley LaShawn. I am your host. I am the creator of Hey Sis, You Good. And yes, the first episode is here, y'all. I am like, I can't find the right words to say other than excited. I'm excited. Yes, so let's get into it. This episode won't be too long. I really just want to talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how for Hey Sis, You Good. So a little backstory. I am the firstborn of my siblings. I am the firstborn daughter. And so that qualifies me to do just about everything in life. firstborn daughters, that qualifies us to take over the world, basically. I mean, you know, basically, we could do pretty much anything. But that was just a little backstory. I am the firstborn. And so I would say over the last couple of years, as I was kind of going through some life, you know, life was lifing as life does. And as I kind of started to look within, and I feel like I've always kind of been self-aware, but as my self-awareness has, I don't know, gotten stronger, I have started to realize that certain things that I do or certain ways about me is because I am the firstborn. And so, yeah, I would say within the last couple of years, I have kind of realized that. Also, within the last couple of years, I feel like on social media, there has been like lots of statuses and memes and things like that about being the firstborn. More specifically, us daughters. Okay. Because there's a difference. But I feel like on social media, there has been a lot of different, like I said, statuses and memes and of that nature. And I can't remember exactly when, but somewhere in there, I made a status and I was like, where's the support group? Okay, where is the support group? And a lot of people were on the status commenting like, yeah, girl, I'm the oldest. I feel you. You should start a support group. And I'm like, are you missing the point, sis? We're always starting. We're always in charge. So no, I don't want to start a support group. I want to attend one. I want to be a part of one. Tell me when my dues are due. Tell me what time to show up. And I'll be a part. But I don't want to start one. I ain't trying to start one. Okay? Definitely shouldn't have had that mindset. Because I feel like God was like, oh, okay. I'm going to show you. And so, yeah, so I made that status and y'all was responding like, start the support group. And I was like, no, no. And so I would say maybe a few months later, I felt it in my shondo, in my spirit. I said, oh, ooh. Maybe I should start a support group for firstborn daughters. And I was like, that's silly. Nah, that's silly. Nah. Then maybe a few months again went by and I was like, ooh, but maybe I could start a podcast. And then I was like, nah, because even though there's a lot to talk about, I couldn't see me personally starting a podcast solely based on being the firstborn. Obviously there are some good things, there are some not so good things, there are some great things. And I am fortunate enough to have a great relationship with my family. I love my parents, I love my siblings. And so the not so great things are not necessarily for me, based on the people. It's just kind of based on the hand that I was dealt of being the oldest, right? And so I was like, I couldn't see me personally starting a podcast solely based on that. Now, if you can see yourself doing that, I mean, take it, sister. You can have that. But personally, I was like, yeah, no, maybe not a podcast, because I can't see me talking about that for umpteen episodes, right? And so I kind of like, yeah, okay, never mind. And so then, I feel like, again, God was like, okay, girl, watch yourself. Keep saying what you ain't gonna do or what you can't do, because I'm gonna show you what you can. That was good. Okay. God will show you what you can do. God will show you what he can do through you. Amen. Amen. And so then I started, okay, so a couple months went by again, and I started thinking. I said, hold on. Some of the characteristics and some of my ways as the firstborn, the oldest, are some of the same characteristics and ways of the strong friend in a friend group. Okay. But they don't necessarily have to be the same person. And when I say strong friend, I'm putting quotation strong friend, because we're going to get about where I'm putting. And when I say strong friend, I'm putting quotations for strong friend, because we're going to have an episode about being strong. Okay. But anyway. And then I thought about it some more and I'm like, but wait, those same characteristics and same ways are also kind of like for the quiet sister or the quiet friend too. Cause I'm kind of like that. I can be quiet, sometimes, but again, those could be three different people, but share so many same experiences, same characteristics, same ways. And the more that I thought about it, I'm like, no, sis, this space that you're supposed to create is not just for firstborn daughters. It's for every woman. It's for the girl's girl. It's for the girls. It's for the girls. And I was just like, mind blown, and just so thankful to God for giving me that God idea, right? And so he gave me that, and I was like, but God, I need a name, right? I need a name. I'm not doing this until I have a name. Not doing it. And so, again, God was like, stop telling me what you're not going to do. Here you go. Here go a name. And so then came, hey, sis, you good? And it really is, you know, a check-in, because so often, as kind of that go-to person, as kind of that person who people pull on a lot, when people ask us, are we good? We give that, I'm good. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Hey, what's going on? I heard about such and such. I'm so sorry. You okay? I'm good. Like, we got to stop it. Because a lot of times we are not good, y'all. And we don't be telling the truth. We be lying. Ooh, we be lying. Why we be lying? And so, Hey Sis, You Good is a check-in. It is a hub. It is a space for every woman to be seen, for every woman to feel like she belongs. And I'm just so thankful to God, because it's amazing when God gives you something and it feels like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Not saying that whatever else I have going on is not what I'm supposed to be doing, but this was like, I felt like teenage Ashley was like, oh my gosh, girl, this is it. Like, this is what you wanted. And I'm just thankful to God for that. So yeah, that's kind of how Hey Sis, You Good, the idea for it came into play. It came to me in pieces, and then it was just kind of like, boom, here it is. So now let's talk about how we got into the Hey Sis, You Good podcast, because that's another story as well. Okay. So, shameless plug, a little, you know, backstory / promo. I have a podcast with my husband, Stefan, called Hanging with the Hibbits. We started it about 2 years ago, and then we went on like a 2-year hiatus because life happened. Okay. Oh, it happened. It happened tough. And I'll get into that. You know, we got time, baby. We gonna have some episodes, honey. So I'll get into that in another episode, but life happened, right? So right around the time that I got the idea for Hey Sis, You Good, we were also talking about bringing Hang with the Hibbits back. And yes, it's back. It comes on Mondays. So make sure you check us out. But right around the time that I had got Hey Sis, You Good, we also were talking about bringing Hang with the Hibbits back. And for me personally, and I'm saying this for me personally, I would not have been able to start Hey Sis, You Good, the podcast, knowing that I did not steward Hanging with the Hibbits well. Knowing that I kind of left it hanging, right? I just wouldn't have been able to do that. And because Stefan is my best friend, I knew that he would be happy for me, but I also knew that he would be kind of like, hey, dog, what's going on with our podcast that, you know, we had going on? And so, yeah, I was like, I'm not doing Hey Sis, You Good. I'm not doing the podcast until we bring Hanging with the Hibbits back. I can't. And so, yeah, we brought Hanging with the Hibbits back, and here we are on Hey Sis, You Good. And even in that, so when I got the idea and I said, I'm not doing the podcast until we, you know, get into our groove with Hanging with the Hibbits, I had this plan, right? Ooh, we love coming up with a plan. And then God be like, girl, what? You thought that was cute. So in my plan, let's talk about it. In my plan, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a cute little Instagram page, and it's gonna be affirmations, inspiration, right? So I'm gonna do that for about a month. And then I'm going to start doing like reels where I get on and actually like show my face, talk, kind of like mini podcasts, but just on Instagram and maybe like Facebook. And then I'll do the podcast. And in my mind, that was going to be like a 4 to 6 month rollout. Now, y'all, why I thought that, I don't know. But that was my plan. And again, like I said, God be like, that was cute, girl, you thought. And so, obviously, that did not happen. It happened way sooner. So, one day I was sitting here and I was like, I'm gonna just make the logo for Hey Sis, You Good. Go on Canva, make the logo. And even though I'm an overthinker, once I have something in my mind where I'm like, I can see it. Oh, trust me. Hashtag Nike, just do it. I'ma just do it. I really don't wait on nobody. Sometimes that be my problem. But anyway, moving on. So I'm like, okay, I make the logo. Then I'm like, I'm just post it. I'ma just make an Instagram. I'ma post it on Instagram and I'ma post it on Facebook and just, you know, see what happens. And I'm going to be honest, I was trolling a little bit. I was, you know, I used a few buzzwords like podcast coming soon or podcast soon to follow. That was my mistake. That was my mistake. That was my bad. Because y'all put the pressure on thick. Y'all put it on heavy. The response and the reaction and the support was so like comforting and just warm and like, oh my gosh. I was like, yeah, it ain't gonna be 6 months before this podcast come out. It's coming out like tomorrow. So I had to readjust my mind because again, in my mind, I was like, 5 to 6 months. And yeah, no, because y'all was like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And I was like, whoa, sis. Okay, here we go. Here we go. And I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. But I really had to readjust. And even in that, I realized that as the firstborn, because things shifted in our households and we had no control, right? Whether we were a baby or a toddler or elementary, middle school, whenever your other sibling was born or brought into the home, that was way out of your control. And so I feel like that shows up in a few different ways as an adult. But one, it shows up because we feel like we can't change the plan or we can't change our mind. And it's like, no, sis. We're the adults now. You can change the plan. You can change your mind. And so even like I had recorded a video saying that the podcast was going to premiere April 3rd. And I was telling myself like, no, you have to do it because you made the video. I never even posted the video. Nobody knew I said that except for me and Stefan. So I was like, girl, get a grip on it. Like you, April 3rd, you ain't going to be ready. It ain't going to be ready. So change your mind, change the plan like you already did. It's okay. Don't get so down on yourself, hun, and keep it pushing. Okay. And so here we are. Here we are on the podcast, y'all. Oh my gosh. So here we are on the Hey Sis You Good podcast. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. Okay. But yes, I'm just beyond thrilled. This space is, like I said, it's for the girls. It's for every woman to feel seen, to be seen, and to really, like I said, it's a check-in. It's a hub for you all to realize that you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not the only person who thinks that. You're not the only person who went through that. You're not the only woman who is going through things right now. You're not the only woman who is healing on her healing journey. You're not alone. You're not alone, babe. And so this space, this is what that is for. And I cannot express enough how, first of all, how thankful I am that this is happening. This is here. But also, I am really excited to have this space for people to connect, for people to have a big sister. There's a status that's going around that says the big sister needs a big sister. For people to really just have a sense of community. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. So yeah, here we are. The podcast is here. It'll be here every Wednesday. And you can connect on Instagram at Hey Sis You Good. You can connect with me on socials if you want. Ashley LaShawn. Every episode, I want to do kind of like a mind dump, okay? And it'll be random thoughts that I've had recently. Some of them will be serious. Some of them will be not so serious. Some of them will probably turn into an episode. Some of them will just be a passing thought. But I thought that this would be cool because oftentimes we have a thought and we're like, I'm probably the only person who thinks that. And again, sis, you're not. I promise you, you're not. So, random mind dump. Here we go. Mind dump. Delete that man number. That wasn't for me. So if it was for you, I'm sorry, not sorry. Delete that man number. I'm sure that'll be an episode. Anywho, next, stop trying to do everything alone. Delegate. You don't have to. You don't have to do everything alone. Like, I want you. I'm asking you to delegate. Try it. Just try it. Stop buying sweets and then wondering why you can't stop eating sweets. I'm like, sis, you bought them. What you think gonna happen? You gonna eat them? Stop, sis. We trying to get the bodies right, okay? We trying to get our health in order, okay? Stop buying it. Stop. last one. And this is a random thought slash not really a random thought, but stop telling yourself, stop identifying as a perfectionist. You're not. You're not a perfectionist. You're not a perfectionist. I'm going to say this, and now I'm saying it with all of the love. You're not a perfectionist. You're scared. So that's it on that. That'll be an episode, huh? That'll be an episode. So that was my random mind dump. I'm going to be doing that every episode, like I said, to just, you know, get it off my chest. That delete his number, I don't know who that was for, but I heard that and I heard to say it on the podcast. So if it was you, like I said, sorry, not sorry, but delete that man number. Delete his number. You don't even like him for real. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I said I wasn't going to go hard in the paint. I said I wasn't. But here we are. Hey, sis, you good? Yes, you can check out the podcast every Wednesday on all major streaming platforms. Make sure you're following along on the socials at Hey, Sis, You Good. My personal social is Ashley LaShawn. I am also a life coach, so if you are interested in a free 15-minute consultation, you can send me a DM for that. But I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be in this space. I'm excited to be creating this space for you all. And I love y'all so much. I love y'all down, baby. The support has been crazy. I love y'all real bad. Real bad. So I will talk to y'all next week. Connect with me. Send me a DM. I want to know who y'all are. Make sure you subscribe and rate the podcast. If you don't like it, send me a DM first before you publicly say you don't like it. Give me a warning, please. That's all I'm asking. Make sure you subscribe and rate the podcast. Leave a review. And I will talk to y'all next week. I love y'all. Peace.